Portrait of an Artist, a Biography of Georgia O'Keeffe by Lori Lyle. The book is subtitled A Biography of Georgia O'Keeffe. Chapter 1. Sun Prairie. Late in the autumn of 1887, the Sun Prairie Countryman, a rural Wisconsin newspaper, briefly noted that a baby girl had arrived 2 days before, on Tuesday, November 15th, in the farmhouse of Ida and Francis O'Keeffe. The birth, assisted by a country doctor in the O'Keeffe home, was the second for the young couple. The 23-year-old Ida named her infant Georgia Tato for her patrician Hungarian grandfather, George Tato. Georgia, it appeared, would have Ida's dark hair, and her round face was pure Irish like her father's. The variegated pigment of her eyes suggested the mingled bloodlines of brown-eyed maternal forebears and blue-eyed paternal ones. Georgia was born into a rapidly industrializing world. The country's longest suspension bridge, linking Brooklyn to Manhattan, had recently opened, and the Eiffel Tower in Paris was still under construction, due to be completed in 2 years. The American government in Washington, under the reformist leadership of President Grover Cleveland, was attempting to exert some control over capitalist monopolies and to bring order to the grim, oppressive factories, where immigrant laborers often erupted into violence and strikes. But in the western part of the country, the last great Indian War was still to be fought against federal troops. Little of this turmoil affected the pastoral life on the Sun Prairie farm, however. It remained like farm life everywhere, suspended in a timeless ritual governed by the rhythms of nature. The newborn baby was kept indoors during the long, dark, icy northern winter. When the snow finally melted, the sun